this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, "We want this country back. And our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore." Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back.
And I want to thank you for listening to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. In the next hour, you're going to hear Episode 1 and Episode 2 of Gideon's Armory. We hope you stay tuned, and if you'd like to get in touch with us, if you'd like to contact us, you could email me, jason@sfaw.org, or you can contact me through the website, scripturesforamerica.org. We do ask that you continue to keep this ministry in your prayers. This ministry is powered by the prayers and financial support of the saints, and that's you out there. And we do appreciate your prayers, and we do appreciate your support. It makes these efforts possible, and we do sincerely thank you for that, and we want you to know that we do pray for you out there. Well, this is Episode 1 of Gideon's Armory, and we thank you folks for tuning in. We've got Josh on the line. Good day, Josh.
Good evening.
And we've got Tim on the line. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
And we're starting back to basics. And this is a program we haven't been on the air in a while, but we decided to come back with Gideon's Armory and start off with Episode 1 and basically go from here. We're changing things up a little bit, but basically this has been on our hearts and on our minds, and a program that we've really wanted to get back to, just to educate and to share some of the things that have been taught to us. It's been on me and some of the men that we're going to have on the program. It's been on our hearts and it's been on our minds that, you know, we've had some good training and we've been trained well. And when things have happened in our life, we reverted back to our training. And we recognize of how important that is. And we want to share some of the stories and some of the experiences that we've been through. I just feel like we've been blessed to have some really good teachers, and we want to share some of the information with you out there that has been shared with us. And that's what we're here to do. And Josh, sure glad you could be on the program this evening. I want you to go ahead and just give an introduction on why you're here and what we want to accomplish.
So you hit the nail on the head. We we are a truly blessed group of men, and we have been well equipped and continue to strive to be better equipped to be able to serve the body of Christ, our family, our communities, to be the protector and to be that light in the dark world, a guide that we should be to our families and our children and teachers, leaders. And so, you know, why are we doing it? Because we want to be able to share what we have and to be able to help others, because we are, as the body of Christ, we are a team. And with any team, you want all the members of that team to be as strong as you possibly can so that the team is better. And that's what we want here. And then it's not completely selfless as well, because we have experienced, there you go, part of our experience, in the past, whenever you are in a position of teaching something, it's just natural that you're going to go back and review. You're going to look at the scriptures. You're going to make notes and make sure that you've got your ducks in a row before you open your mouth on something. And so that makes you better in turn before you're helping other folks, is because you're sharpening up on something maybe you hadn't looked at in a while, or maybe you had something backwards, you know, with a word note of scripture or what have you, and it's an opportunity to get it right. So it's a blessing for us to be a blessing to you folks out there. And definitely, like you said, we've been looking forward to it for some time, and we've just been able to get everything together and get started with it. And can't wait to see what it grows into and what all we're able to get into and cover and help with.
Amen. Thank you, Josh. And we'll go to Tim next. Tim, same question. What do you want to do here?
Well, I really believe that God gives us opportunities in our lives. You take advantage of them, and they're not all for your benefit. I think a lot of times our opportunities are given to us for other people's benefit, and not to say that you don't receive benefit from them when you participate and partake, but whenever we have a chance to do this, this is an evangelical outreach. This is an opportunity to bring along people who have a thirst and a desire to learn and to grow. And the Lord, you know, plunked that opportunity in your lap. Will you say no, or will you be, you know, are you going to be Jonah and run? I personally don't relish being swallowed by a whale. So, and it's an opportunity. It's a godsend. Hebrews 5:12 said, and that's kind of the what we want to accomplish there. Hebrews 5:12 said, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the actual word of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. So hopefully that's what we can provide, is an opportunity for some solid food and some growth. And Christ told Peter several times to feed the sheep. And I just want to help. And if that's what the Father sends me to do, then I'm going to do the very best I can. So that's where I'm at and what my motivation is and why we're here.
Amen. Thank you, Tim, and I really appreciate that. And I know that as we get going on this, we're just getting started, but it's, you know, steel sharpening steel. And we're going to hone our skills and our communication skills and our skills at looking into the Word of God as we continue on with these programs. And do encourage to be challenged by that. I know that each and every one of us, we have some of the same people that were major influences and kind of coursed our ways of life. And then we we have very different ones, that we come from different walks of life, different parts of the country, and different life experiences that we have learned from and been able to glean information from different people from different walks of life, and constantly learning. The older I get, the more I realize I've got a lot to learn, and I want to share some of the things that I've learned through some of the hardships that I've been through, and in hopes that there's people out there that they don't have to learn things the hard way like I did. That's one of the things that I learned from my rich dad, was that there are things you can either learn it the hard way or you can learn it the easy way. And the easy way is if I can educate you on these experiences and you can learn from my mistakes so you don't have to make the same mistakes that I did. And that's what I would like to share, is some of the stuff that I learned that was passed on, some of the stuff that I had to learn the hard way. But basically share experiences, life experiences, life, death experiences. And, you know, one of the things that I learned very, very early on and helped me through a lot was just being able to have somebody to call on and to have a prayer partner, have a, you know, a brother in Christ, somebody that I could trust, somebody that I could, you know, vent to, or sharpen steel. That scripture that talks about steel sharpening steel. I mean, sometimes you call up and you think that you've got a problem, and you realize that somebody else has got a lot bigger problem than you do, and you're there for them. And it's just, there's so many things that are changing drastically in the world that we really want to be there for people and give people some training. And I know I'm looking forward to getting Zach here on the program. He couldn't be here tonight, but want to get him on here. He's just keeps talking about how much we've got to get that foundational training. And when stuff happens, when life happens, you revert back to your training. And that's what I think that we need to be doing. There's a future generation and generations that are coming up that are basically, a lot of them are just lost and have no direction to turn and nowhere to look. And they don't know, they really don't know right from wrong, left from right, up from down, and want to be there for, you know, those kind of people, as well as a big diversity of people that need some of that basic foundational training. We're going to start with the basics, and hopefully we'll get into some very complex things down the road. But I think that it was a good idea to start with basics, and that's why we're calling this episode one, so that we can keep track of what we put together in these episodes, so that we can revert back to it when we have people that want to want information on a certain subject or a topic. We know where to send them. We'll go back to you, Josh.
Well, and so you talking about those experiences and maybe those mistakes that we've made, and that we've normally when you make a mistake, there's a cost associated with it. Sometimes it's just time, sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's physical, sometimes a combination of all of the above. And one way that you can get more value in that mistake is to share it with others, that, you know, to share it with your children and say, hey, look, you know, if you do this, you can expect this. I know, because I've tried it and I got the scars to prove it. And then even furthermore than that, this platform here is going to give us an opportunity to even get more bang for our buck. You know, if things, roads we went down that we found out weren't where we needed to be, and we're going to do our best to back it up with scripture and not just our experience and, you know, how we come to the conclusion and what we did to rectify the situation. But that just, as you were talking, that stood out to me. You know, that's how you get more value out of our experiences, and And like you said, hopefully we can help others avoid some of the pitfalls that we have been through just by pointing them out and showing, hey, this is a thing. Be watching for this, and this is how you handle it.
And I like the way you put that, because one of the things that I was thinking about is, you know, and it's happened, probably more times than I care to remember, but there's been times in my life where occurrences have happened, or I'm going through something, and I've been praying, I've been asking God, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? You know, wanting to understand why, asking those whys, why? And, you know, but praying about it, really diligently just asking, trying to figure it out. And it wasn't for years and years down the road on some of the situations. And I was able to help somebody out when they were in a situation, and it just clicked into my head. And it was like God answered my prayer when I was asking why. It took him, you know, years to answer me, but it clicked and it said, this is why. And it wasn't about you. It was about you being able to understand what somebody else was going through in that situation. And you were able to be there to help them, to help get them through that situation, to be a brother in Christ, to talk to them. And I realized that if I hadn't gone through what I had went through, I wouldn't know how to talk to them. I wouldn't know how to sympathize with them. I wouldn't know how to be their friend. I would have been completely lost. I would have been worthless to talk to in that situation. And, you know, that's the way God works so much of the time, at least in my life. And I know that it does for Josh and Tim, as well as we've shared experiences over the years. But that's one of the things that is, you know, and then when that happened, it was a blessing to be able to realize and to be able to be there for somebody that was going through, because they were surrounded by a whole bunch of people that had no idea what they had gone through. You know, one of the situations, which we're not going to go into it, but it was a loss of a child. And, it was something that, I prayed over and over, and I wanted to know why. And when I was there, trying to comfort somebody, and they're trying to say, well, nobody understands, and I was able to say, yes, I understand. And I've been there and was able to help them. And I couldn't have been the friend, or the brother that I was able to be if I hadn't have gone through what I had went through. And it made me thankful for going through the situation that I had went through. And I know we're instructed to, you know, be thankful for everything, but, you know, sometimes that's kind of tough. And I think that as we go on and we can share some of the things that we've went through as men, and, you know, wisdom and timing, and God is the master of that. I think that I really believe that we're going to learn a lot.
And that's that experience that we're supposed to, and that personal growth. As we age, we're supposed to be wiser. And I've always seen gray hair as like a crown. You know, there's so much wisdom in there. And I've always spent time visiting with and talking with the old folks and asking them questions, because we're all going to make mistakes. And normally the more you do, the more the mistakes you're going to make. But if I can listen to you and hear your advice and avoid making the mistakes you made, then I can make different mistakes. and there's more value in that, you know, because we get better collectively through making different mistakes than each other. And then we search that out and figure out the way around it. And that's the way I've always seen it. I've always valued my elders and always liked to hear the stories and experiences and took that to be mine and built off of it, you know, to help you with your foundation, because they had to learn, they had to earn that by years of living, whereas it's all here that they're freely given to me at a young age to arm myself with. And so why would you not want to do that?
Absolutely. And it creates a bond and a strength. We talk about brotherhood. We talk about, you know, we're to treat. We talk about the brethren. We talk about those sort of things. But if you don't, it's, you know, Ephesians says to share one another's burden. I don't think that that means you got to go out on the roof and get a bullhorn and tell the whole world every time you made a mistake. But there is certainly a blessing in having close friends, and they become closer than brothers, you know, closer than family. When you're able to call up or you're able to communicate with them and say, I've got a real problem here, and I'm sure that I messed up, but and it doesn't make you look small. There's a lot of guys out there that have this attitude that, well, I can't be seen. That makes me look weak. And our Bible clearly tells us that when we're weak, we're strong because of Christ. But Christ requires us to confess our sins, and he's, you know, just and faithful to forgive them. And, you know, when we confess our sins to one another, that's not because of, it's not a guilt trip. It's not anything else. It's so that you can be shorn up, so that you can receive the benefit of that experience and how to maybe overcome the adversity of the mistake that you made, or how to, do it right the next time, or, you know, there's all these benefits, but I think a lot of times that we don't realize, you know, if you have a family member that you're super close with and they're going through trauma, and it doesn't matter whether it's spiritual trauma or physical trauma or financial trauma, when your heart aches for them, that's the kind of brotherhood that those sort of instances build. When we work amongst ourselves, there are others, people that can come into your life that you care that much about, but it grows. It's not just a switch on or a switch off. You know, it's a case of my close friends and the people that I care about. They know my weaknesses. They love me in spite of them. You know, they know my problems. They know my errors, but that doesn't mean they don't care about you. They know theirs too, you know. So it's an opportunity to grow spiritually and in your faith, and even friendship brings all kinds of, and brotherhood brings all kinds of benefits to the table.
Even when you call your buddy up and, you know, you're bearing your heart to him and he laughs at you for being a dummy. I mean, there's still a value in that.
There is, yeah.
Come on, Jay.
Yep, I concur. Sometimes it's a different perspective. And I mean, and me and Josh have done this a lot over the last several years, but it's, you know, call up and we, you know, we think everything's so bad and we're this and that, and we're upset and we're angry and we're fretting and we're worried about this and worried about this and just don't know what to do. And the other one will just start laughing. And, you know, it's one of those, it puts everything into a real perspective when you can do that, and when you got somebody that you can do that with, because don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff, you know, we gotta continue to remember who's in control and go from there. And when he's in control, we don't have anything to worry about. And we forget that often. I forget that.
Yep.
And it's something that I don't want to, but I know that the more that I talk about it and the more that I practice it and the more that I work on it, I don't fret because of the evildoers, because I want their destruction. And I want to press on. I want the fear to be in the enemy's camp, not in my camp. I want it to be in their households and not in my households. I want them to be the one that are fearing. And how many times over and over through the scripture are we told to fear not? And You know, that sounds kind of like a commandment.
Well, and you know, sometimes that's not what you want to hear, and that's exactly what you need to hear, but it's not what you want to hear. And you know, when your buddies laughing at you and tell you, fret not, you know, because you're in the situation, you're in the moment, you're so close to it, you're experiencing all these emotions, and you know, it's your life is being affected. But that doesn't change those words. It doesn't change the scripture and the commandments for us to fret not and to fear not. And so that's a help to be able to hear that anytime, but especially whenever you need to hear it, when you're going through a situation that's a hard and challenging situation. Is if we are fretting, we're out of order.
Amen.
Yep. The countdown almost always goes to zero. Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, if I could tell you how many times, and I don't even know, but a bunch, that it's been like, Lord, that's got to be taken care of. I mean, that's got to be done, you know, it's got to be done by tomorrow. And it's done by the time the countdown goes to zero, you know. And it's like, well, are you going to relax and let me, or are you going to just keep on, you know, trying to carry it all by yourself? So, yeah, there's definitely a...
Well, and let's find the next thing to worry about since that one's over. Let's grab on to the next whatever it is. And
yeah. And boy, is that a true one. I mean, you know. So.
Well, and that's what I think we'll get into that in episode 2. You know, there is, it's not our job to be the guys that are worrying about everything. The sky is falling. The economy is going to collapse, this and that. We're not going to focus on a lot of those things. We hear a lot of those things from people that we're around and from the news media and from the alternative news media that's out there. And, you know, I mean, I've heard so many stories and so much disinformation that, If their prophecies and their prophecies and what they're telling you the truth is and what's going to happen, we'd all be locked up in concentration camps by now, or the all the piles of the body bags would all be filled and we'd all be gone already. I mean, it's
right.
And there is so much of that. There's so much disinformation going on out there, and it gives a lot of people very little hope. And that's what I want to do as we go on in these programs, is give people hope and give them, you know, I want them to.
Well, not just hope, but no. Hence the title, Gideon's Armory, giving them the tools
exactly
to be able to be victorious and to some ideas on what you can do to prepare yourself spiritually and also physically, because there are plenty of times in the Bible where people have been shown things to do with their hands to prepare for what's coming ahead. And then also, too, whenever they've completely had to act on faith. So it's both. And that's what we want to do, is help equip the saints to be able to be victorious in everyday living, not just in the last days or in the end or whatever. I want everybody to win today.
Amen.
You know, and to be better today. Yep. And to answer that call, like what Tim said, whenever you have an opportunity to say something for Christ and to be there and to witness, that you're equipped to be able to do that.
Well, and we are just about out of time. And as you can tell, we've got a lot of things that we're going to try to accomplish in these programs. And we hope that we can continue to get this information out to you. We hope that you can learn from it. And continue to keep us lifted up in prayers, as we'll pray for you also. This is the beginning. This is episode 1. You just heard it. Thank you, Tim, for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Josh, for being here.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back here real soon. We thank you for tuning in to Gideon's Armory, episode 1.